Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single daily Linishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we're in Masechta Tevuyot. We're in the fourth parak Mishnayos, Dalet and Hey. And the Mishnah begins as follows. Let's say I have a barrel of olive oil. That barrel happens to have Miser inside. But we also know that Miser has to have Trumas Miser taken from it. So let's say I have Lagan Shu Tevuyot. Let's say I have a pitcher that I want to use for the collection of this Trumas Meiser, and it happens to be a pitcher that is a Tvulyom. And Umalu Menachavis Meiser Tevel. And I take the proper amount inside the pitcher. Problem is that if I turn it into Trumas Meiser, what's going to happen is it's going to become Tamei. So the Mishnah says, Im Omer Harezu Trumas Meiser Mishetach Shach, if I do say that I'm going to make it Trumas Meiser only when it gets dark, so once it's dark, the pitcher will automatically become Tahor because it's a Tevuyom, and then the oil inside will be okay. So Harezu Trumas Meiser, says the Mishnah, it's going to be considered good as Trumas Meiser. But Im Omer Harezu Eruv, and similarly the Mishnah says, let's say a person would have turned around and separated the oil to be used as an Eruv Truman on a Friday. So lo amar klum. So in that situation, since he says it's only going to go into effect after it gets dark, at which point the status of the trum was already established, so then, of course, nothing happens, and the Erev Truman is not established. It's the same idea, just applied to a different halacha. You can do something and have it take effect afterwards, but if it takes effect afterwards and you need it beforehand, so then it's going to create a problem. Nishbarachab is what happens if the barrel with the oil breaks. So alagim bitivlo, the pitcher's oil does not serve as a miser, as a tenth of something, so therefore it's going to become tevel. Nishbar halagin, but if the pitcher breaks, so achavis bitivla, then the stuff that's inside the barrel is going to stay as tevel. Barishona hayu omer, once upon a time, they used to say mechalan al peros amaretz. They said that you could deconstruct maaser sheni onto fruit of an amaretz. You don't have to be concerned. Maybe that was already maaser, and so you're trying to go ahead and establish and take off a status of kedushas maaser onto stuff that's already maaser, which would not be allowed. So chazu lomar afal hamos. They went back and said you could even do it onto money of the Amma Aretz. And money, of course, often was a place where people would would repurpose for the purposes of Meiser Sheni. And so you didn't even have to be concerned that the money was holding on to Kedushas Meiser Sheni. But Rishona Hayu Omrim, once upon a time they used to say, Hayotze Bakolar, if somebody was going out in chains to the gallows, V'yamar, and he screamed out, Kizvu get lishti, write a get to my wife. Sarelu Yichtavu V'yitnu, they said that they can go ahead and write it, even though he didn't say, and give it, utenu, because we understand he meant tenu and give it. Chazud Omar, Afam Afarash, Rayotze B'Shayara, they went back and said, even somebody was going out overseas, or in a caravan, like an Orchas Yishmaelim, right, in such a situation, you still have an ability to say, even though he didn't say tenu, it would be enough for us to not only write it and sign it, but also to give it to the woman. And Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, Afa Masukan, even if the guy is deathly ill. And we paskin, of course, in this case, like Rav Shimon Shazuri. So we see that sometimes the incomplete statements wind up having some potency. We'll see what that has to do with Tvulyom when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, wonderful day.